This is Brandon.
Hi, this is AJ. I was giving you a call back on behalf of the Eagle Moss.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Can I give you my customer number?
Yeah, absolutely.
261-394-30501.
Okay, thank you. Let me go ahead and get it pulled up here.
I appreciate it.
And can you go ahead and verify your last name as well as your mailing address, please?
HIRSCH, 1828 Frontier Road, Greeley, Colorado, 80634.
Okay, thank you. And I do have your account pulled up. How can I assist you?
So right now, I believe my account is suspended just because of Corona, things like that. Money's a little tight, and that's not a problem. But I'm trying to get on my build on my DeLorean because I've fallen pretty far behind on it, and I got more time on my hands than I would like. And I was going through all the boxes and numbering them and stuff like that. And I have everything seems to be kosher up until it looks like 83. It looks like, and then at that point, I'm missing like episode. I'm missing some. Issues, I guess, so to speak. And I did notice that towards the end, I was getting like random ones. Like I was getting number 83 and then 88 through 90. And then I would get like 71 through 73 and then 78. And so it may be, and then I got like number 74 and then 107 through 109. And so maybe it's just like whatever you guys have in stock, things like that. Do you guys have like a running list of what I'm missing and what's going to be sent to me once I do start up again, or how does that work?
We do. Mm-hmm. We keep track of everything. So there's basically something called like a skip list. So everything that's in your queue is not on your skip list. If something is out of stock, it'll remain in the queue basically until we're able to fill it.
Oh, I see.
So,
gotcha.
Yeah, the system automatically does keep track of it. If it's skipped around like that, chances are it's due to inventory. If something is out of stock, because the second half of the collection, so anywhere after 60, it does it wheels is what we call it. So it just means it just skips around until it's able to complete the number of issues that you receive.
Gotcha. And I noticed that I've been sent a ton of binders in like so many different boxes, and I appreciate that, but I really don't think I need that many binders. And I noticed that I'm charged like $7.99 per binder. Is that something I can opt out of? Like, so I don't have to, I don't think I'm ever going to fill up all these binders, because the magazines aren't that thick.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I can opt you out of receiving the binders, and any that you do have, if you want to return them, you can.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's great, because I think I have like seven.
I'll opt you out of them.
That'll save me a few bucks. And also, can you tell me how many, I'm so close, I feel like, to the end, because I got number issue 159, which is pretty awesome because it has everything in there. And I was wondering, how close am I to, how many more issues do I have left? Is that something you can easily calculate? If not, don't worry about it.
I can pull up the skip list and give you like a rough estimate.
Yeah, rough is fine.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and pull it up here.
I appreciate it. How are you doing during the pandemic? The apocalyptic.
Pretty well overall. Not too much has changed.
Oh, well, that's good.
Except from just being at home a lot. So that's kind of different, but.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're still, you still have a job to go to, still working. So that's good.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully. I'm very relieved. At first, I was kind of nervous that things would slow down for us, but they've definitely made a big effort to keep everyone.
Awesome. That's good. And hopefully they've got everything sanitized and clean for you, so, no issues.
Yeah, at the warehouse, I know that they're doing, they're implementing the distancing. So we do have a different setup over at the warehouse. But thankfully, so far, none of our shipments have been impacted. They've slowed down a little bit, so we have less confirmation as far as what's arriving goes. But they basically, as of right now, our plan is just to send everything that we have in the warehouse out. And hopefully by that time, we'll have gotten back on track and started receiving shipments a little bit more regularly.
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't suspend my shipment and get what I can while I can. But
you may be, depending on where you are, in the collection, there may be, because I know that there's a big gap right now. I think it's in between the 90s and like 116.
116, yeah, that's actually, I'm nowhere near built up to that point yet, so, I don't think it's going to be a huge issue yet, but no, I'm pretty well, other than 74 through 75, I have everything up through 83, and then everything starts getting, hit or miss.
Mm-hmm. So you're missing the ones in the 70s as well?
Yeah. I have, like I said, I have everything through 83 other than 74 through 76, I want to say, or 77.
No,
75 through 77. Yeah, I have 74, so 75, 76, 77, 78, yeah. So I'm missing 75 through 78. And then after that, I'm good up until 83.
Okay. It actually looks like there's quite a few still left on the account. So we have from 84. To about. Yeah, so 84 to 87, and then it splits, and it goes from 92 to basically, let me see, to 106, so that's about.
Well, I know I'm missing, more than that. I am missing the 70, 75 through, I believe I'm, unless I miscounted, and I'm looking at boxes, so maybe I wrote them down, but I know I have through 74, and then I don't think I have 75, 76, 77, 78, which would be four issues. I have 78, but three issues, which I believe is normally kind of what you get. So I do think does your system show that I've received 75 through 77?
No, it doesn't. We have 75, 76, and 77 in the queue. So there's about, if I had a guess, roughly about 56 issues.
Okay, so that's still probably, that's a good, still a good chunk of change. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Does it show you if I were to get another shipment, which one I would be getting? What numbers? Sorry, I know I'm asking a lot. I appreciate your time.
Oh, no, it's okay. Let me see. What I'll do is I'm going to temporarily remove this suspension. I promise I'll reapply.
Okay.
I'm not going to forget.
No
I know
problem.
That makes people kind of nervous, but sometimes it emails you if I do stuff on the account.
Gotcha.
I like to tell everyone what I do, because in that way, whenever you get off the phone and you have an email saying, oh, your suspension was removed, it doesn't freak you out.
What? That's not supposed to happen.
Okay, and let me just go ahead and pull what the next shipment would be. Okay, and it does take a moment to generate that because it goes based off of inventory, our actual inventory right now.
Okay.
Let's see.
When I first started this, I didn't have any idea what I was getting myself into.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
You're this looks fun. Build your own DeLorean. What the fudge? Oh, my God. I feel like I could build a car after this.
There, I was actually just thinking, I have this one customer who has the DeLorean in like multiple scales. So he has this one, and then I think
Wow.
Like a 1/3 or 1/4 scale, and then like a full size DeLorean.
What? Holy cow.
I was like, oh, okay.
Well, good for you. I know, like, I got to tell you, I was looking at your guys' website. Once I finish the DeLorean, God knows when that will happen, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to get the Ecto-1, the Ghostbuster car, because that looks pretty dang awesome as well, you know?
Yeah, that one's pretty cool. The only thing with that one is that it's big, because it goes according to, like, the size of the actual car. So it's...
Oh, yeah.
I think it's, what, close to, like, 3 or 4 feet.
Holy shit. Wow.
Yeah, so,
holy
I mean, just
cow.
In comparison, like, the actual car itself, like, full scale, the how much bigger that car is than the DeLorean.
Yeah,
just,
wow.
It's such a
long
car.
The DeLorean's pretty good size, too. Yeah, holy cow, 3-4 feet. That would be pretty awesome to have. You know what I mean? Especially if you can be like, yeah, I built that thing, you know? Like, and
Yeah.
it turns on. maybe the next pandemic, you know? I'll work on that one. If this is going to take a while, it's okay. I'll let you go if you got other shit. You got other stuff.
It actually just came up.
Okay, cool.
Okay, it says it would be 127, 128, 129, and 130.
Oh, okay. So that would be like some. Yeah, no. I hate to, you know, I'm so close, but, you know, you guys aren't going out of business, right? Eventually I'll be able to get all my pieces together, right? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So, let's just, I'll continue the suspension for now, you know, and then I think in 2 months you guys will shoot me an email and I can renew it if I need to or start the shipment then.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll send you an
all
email.
Right.
I think it goes out about 3 days before it's set to resume. So just make sure you give us a call if you do receive that.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Well, hey, it was great talking to you. Stay safe. And, you know, I'll be talking to, well, probably not you, but someone in the future from your guys' place.
I'm sorry?
I said, well, it was great talking to you. I appreciate your time and stay safe.
Oh, you too. I'm sorry. I just didn't make out the last part there.
Oh,
kind of
oh yeah.
Cut out.
No problem. Okay. No worries. Yeah, and please do renew my suspension.
Oh, I did. I renewed the suspension.
Okay, awesome.
It was till the 24th of May, so I just honored that original suspension date.
Perfect. That's excellent. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for contacting Eagle Moss.
Mm-hmm.